Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tetani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year we'll be talking Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Perek Bet Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 2, Paragraph 3, here using the Mishnah elucidated in Season 6 with its translation and commentary. The book family edition in Maseches Avos, a short, concise Mishnah, but an important and powerful Mishnah nonetheless. Hevi zehirin bereshus she'ein mekarvin lo la'adam ella letzorech atzman nirin ka'ohavin b'shas hana'asan ve'ein omdin lo la'adam b'shas dachako. Beware of the government, for its leaders only befriend a person for their own needs. I don't have to explain this. How many times throughout history have we seen this time and time and time again? Don't rely on the government. Don't rely on the society. Rely on the Torah. Rely on the Torah officials. Rely on the Torah's guiding principles. The mission is addressed to community leaders. Although we learned above in 110 that as a general rule, a person should not make himself known to the government, community leaders must deal with the authorities on a regular basis as part of their job. As Rav points out, Rabbi Gamliel therefore warns them that they must be very careful for the reasons given below. They appear as friends when it benefits them, but they do not stand by a person in his time of need. The authorities, the notes point out, will act friendly when they feel it is to their advantage, Rabbi Yonah points out, but in difficult times when a person needs their help, they will forget about all the kind things that he did for them, as Amiri points out. I could tell you that especially during the course of the pandemic, during the course of these unjust and unlawful and terrible violation of rights of mandates across the board, how many times did people totally not stand by their workers? Hospitals fired nurses and doctors and so many people that were on the front lines during the height of the pandemic. The city and that city workers fired so many people that wouldn't comply with their ridiculous ideas, and they weren't standing by the people, and they were letting so many people go, and they put people, very, very few people, on exemption or accommodation. They're not standing by the people, letting them out to fry, letting them out to bake in the sun, and all the people in the institutions, all the other people not standing by them. I can't tell you how decisive and derisive and divisive people were within families and friends and government and factions on either side. Whether you agree with it or not, you should stand by people, especially government workers, especially people in society, especially people on the front lines. And we see this time and time again, especially in Jewish communities throughout the America and throughout the world, and even in Israel itself, unfortunately. Sometimes we have factions and we have fractions and we have people not standing by the people. And we have times, you know, during the height of the pandemic also, there was food giveaway in one town that had lots of Jewish people, but not really in our town, which had less Jewish people, and that wasn't right. They wouldn't use this school or that school, and when it comes to amending things, they're not so open to it in our town, in our community, as opposed to other communities where there's a stronger and more strength of the Jewish community. They're not standing by us a lot of times. You can't fully rely on those around us, and people and officials make promises throughout all their campaigns, whether for governor or senator or councilman or president even, and then oftentimes they don't keep up to their promises. They don't come up to what they say. Really, in the end of the day, we have to remember, Ein lanu al mi lehisha'ein ella, 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 avinu shabashamayim, the song goes. The only person we really can rely on, the only being that we can rely on is Hashem himself. Don't put your faith in the government. Don't put your faith in the society. Of course, we need a government. We need a society with rules and with legality and things. Dina de machosadina, of course, in society we have to follow rules, but really only relying on Hashem and His Torah and the mitzvot and chesed and Torah learning. That's what really sustains us. That's what really keeps us, and that is what really will protect us at the end of the day. Because, you know, throughout history, people that were neighbors to the Jews literally turned on them overnight. You think of World War II and the Holocaust. You think of World War I. You think of the pogroms and the Crusades. These were people that were ravishing and damaging the lands and houses and destroyed. These people worked together. In Germany, they used to be their neighbors, and in Poland, and they just turned on them overnight. You think of Kristallnacht and all those terrible, terrible things. You can't trust society. You can't trust the government. You can't trust the people around you. You do your best to follow the rules, to follow the legality, and to do your taxes, to do the laws, and to follow what you're supposed to be a good Jew, be a good person, be a good neighbor, try to make a Kiddush Hashem, but in the end of the day, we rely on the Torah, we rely on the Torah's laws, we rely on our learning, and we rely on our chasadim and our mitzvahs to really sustain us. We really look to Hashem, and we really belong to Hashem, and remember, you can't really be fully trusting of those society around you. Beware of the government. They befriend a person for their needs. They appear as friends when it benefits, and they do not stand a person in his real time of need. Understand that, remember that, and it'll be better for all of us moving forward towards the future. We should only know from good things. Join us next time as we talk about making Hashem's will like our will and what happens when that happens, hopefully, God forbid, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.